No Buccaneer scored more touchdowns from scrimmage last season than Sean Tucker, 8 of them on 94 touches. That sentence sounds like a breakout. The market heard it correctly anyway, running back 56, pick 183, which is to the decimal what the production was worth. This is an episode about a number that already matched. The season, all 17 games, 86 carries for 320 yards, 3.7 a carry, with 7 rushing scores, plus 8 catches for 34, and another score through the air. 5.1 half PPR points a game, 56 among backs per game, 48th in total. More than half his fantasy value came from the touchdowns alone. The signature afternoon was week 11 at Buffalo, 19 carries, 106 yards, 2 scores when the game script finally found him. Everywhere else, he was the third back doing third back things, and doing them on every special teams unit that mattered, as Tampa Bay's kickoff returner. The career is quiet accumulation, an undrafted rookie year, then 2 seasons of role work with the rate climbing, 3.8 a game in 2024, 5-1 last year. The pattern beat is a precision exercise. His touchdown share, 0.52, is nearly double the line where our running back fade cohort begins, but that cohort's door is top 36 per game production, and he ranked 58th. The threshold belongs to the position and the door belongs to the cohort. Over the line, outside the door, no fire, and we don't round players in. Aging is quiet too. This is career year 4. Our cohort starts at 5. What's left is arithmetic. We'll say plainly, 7 rushing touchdowns on 86 carries is a rate that history laughs at, and the volume underneath it was 86 carries. Third back volume, priced accordingly.
Muffed!
The situation is a depth chart with one sore shoulder in it. Tampa Bay's offseason said everything twice. The club first declined to tender him, per the March reporting, then reversed within days and placed the right of first refusal tender. 1 year, $3.5 million, nothing guaranteed, and he signed it in April with no offer sheet to match. Above him, Bucky Irving is the announced lead, and Kenny Gainwell arrived from Pittsburgh in March as the 1B, per the coach's own framing, while Rachaad White took his passing down resume to Washington. The asterisk, Irving had February shoulder surgery, and the timeline talk split. The general manager said ready for camp. The head coach said summer or fall, per the beat. Zach Robinson runs a new offense for a team that went 8-9 and lost the division on a tiebreaker. The price, RB56 at pick 183. The slot paid 5.1 last season. He produced 5.1. The market did this math to the decimal. Our verdict, no call. The tender was the market's opinion in cash, depth back money for depth back work, and the draft price agrees with it. We can't improve on a number that already matched. The caveat is the shoulder above him. If Irving's timeline slips into September, the touches consolidate fast, and the one back who played all 17 games twice running is standing right there. That's a contingency, not a call. And contingencies are what pick 183 is for.
Watch Irving's camp clearance first. Summer or fall is a coach talking in seasons, and seasons have week ones in them, then the kickoff return job now that Gainwell's in the room, and the goal line package that produced the 8 scores. The touchdowns will regress. The job might grow. Those 2 sentences are this price. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.